Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network by the World Boxing Association and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
That is not my late mother. That was a brother, a sister of Rocky Marciano talking about the former heavyweight champion of the world. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your MMA edition. Of course, your inside look into the world of MMA. Of course, MMA has been around since the 1990s, really, as far as the American public's concerned. Of course, people like Ken Shamrock and, you know, Tim Coleman and people like that sort of brought this to the forefront. I remember when Hoyce Gracie, the first big star of MMA and UFC, I remember he used to beat those guys that were weighing like 50, 60, 70 pounds more than him. He'd wear a gi. Of course, he was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert, a black belt. And he would wear a gi and he would beat up guys 50 or 60 pounds heavier than him. No time limit. They would just fight until the fight was over. That was the way it was. Now, of course, the UFC is regulated in about, I think, 36 states across the country. And they have five-minute rounds, 3 5-minute rounds for a preliminary fight, five-minute rounds for a main event, and, of course, 5 5-minute rounds for a title fight. And speaking of title fights, one of the biggest title fights of the year comes up April 21st. I'm talking about John Jones, the once-beaten light heavyweight champion of the world, a man with an 84-inch reach span. I mean, he makes Tommy Hearns look small as far as his reach is concerned, but he can box. He can get down on the ground. He can do the jiu-jitsu thing. He can ground and pound. He can wrestle. He's got all the tools. So we're going to talk about John Jones Day exclusively. Not exclusively, but a lot. We spent a lot of time on John Jones Day, of course, out of Atlanta, GA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. April 21st, he takes on Rashad Evans in defense of the UFC World Light Heavyweight title. It'll be on pay-per-view. The prelims will be on FX Cable. So lots of things to talk about today in the world of MMA if you'd like to join us. Feel free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you want to follow us on Twitter, and, of course, the hash mark Ring Talk.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Back it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
You may have thought that I forgot. So now this is what I say. So I know what I wrote and I know I'll survive and I evolve every day. The survival of the hippest, the funky and the bitters. The survival of the hippest, the soulful and the greatest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
That is the voice of Tom Bose. They played the song last week. Tom wasn't in the house, but Tom is doing his thing with the New York Funk Harmonic Orchestra back in New York City at Tom Bose, former Tower of Power lead, but this is Greg Adams on trumpet. Of course, that's East Bay Soul. They've got a second CD out called East Bay Soul 2.0, which is about as good or better than the original CD and the first CD, and it was outstanding. So check them out at eastbaysoul.com. Want to say hello to my buddy Greg Adams. We didn't get a chance to rap at the event he put together last week at Yoshi's in Oakland, California, but I do want to mention the fact that Greg is still kicking butt. Of course, class of 1969 at Westmore High School. In fact, a lot of the Westmore crowd was in the audience, and it was sort of like a reunion of sorts. I mean, this all these Tower Power heads coming together, talking Tower Power, and Greg Adams, of course, the founding member of Tower Power, and of course, the man that arranged the horns, the man that put together that funky sound along with Emilio Castillo and Doc Kupka. But the bottom line is, Greg's got a great band in East Bay Soul, so check them out, eastbaysoul.com. You can order the brand new CD, East Bay Soul, 2.0. Want to mention a couple things. The number is on UFC 144 on February 25th. Actually, it was February 26th over in Japan, but February 25th here did 345,000 buys, which isn't bad. I mean, come on, let's be honest. That isn't too bad. I mean, man, if a boxing event could do that, most boxing pay-per-view events do between 50 and 75,000 homes. I kid you not. I mean, some of the bigger ones like Mayweather and Cotto, I figure Mayweather and Cotto is going to do about 1 million homes, and Manny Pacquiao can do about 1 million homes, and of course, De La Hoya and Mayweather set the record, I think, with 2.4 million homes, but that fight was a bit of a farce, and I think that's what sort of killed pay-per-view as far as boxing was concerned, because the square, the non-typical boxing fan, the average sports fan, the casual sports fan, tuned into that and said, I don't think so. These two guys hugged and holding this and that. But you don't see the hugging and holding in the MMA. You just don't see it anymore. I mean, you're watching guys now giving it their all. I mean, they're coming to fight. They realize the sport is on the line each and every time they step into the ring. They're trying to make a name for themselves, and they're trying to make a name for the sport itself. And speaking of the sport itself, it looks like Sports Illustrated Journal announced that its 2011 nominations for Franchise of the Year, Sport of the Year, this and that. The MMA came in there. Of course, the UFC, I'm talking about the parent company, is Zuffa Sports, but they own the UFC and Strikeforce. Of course, the two preeminent figures in the world of mixed martial arts. But the bottom line is, you know, when you've got stars like Jon Jones and Ronda Rousey, I mean, Ronda Rousey, I think she's the hottest thing to come around in a long, long time, and I'm trying like heck to get her on the show. Ant Evans, the publicist for the UFC, wasn't answering the phone this week or my email, so I don't know what's going on with that. But the bottom line is I do want to get Ronda on the show because I think she's the best stand-up. She does the best stand-up in MMA. What I mean by stand-up is I'm not talking about stand-up fighting. I'm talking about stand-up behind the microphone. I mean, she's like Ric Flair. She's like Muhammad Ali. She's like Chael Sonnen to a lesser extent, because Chael always seems like he's rehearsed, okay? But Ronda's for real. When she took that girl, Miesha Tate, and dislocated her arm or ripped her tendons apart, just now that arm bar, I mean, she's 5-0 now. This fight she had with Tate lasted 4 minutes and 57 seconds. That was longer than all of her previous 4 fights put together, okay? So this lady, Double R, Ronda Rousey, she can fight. I was looking at her Facebook page. She's got millions of followers. There's like, I mean, thousands of followers each hour. I mean, she's just got it going on. She's the real deal, and I think she's going to be the next real big star of MMA. Whether Dana White wants to admit it or not, the bottom line is she may carry the Strikeforce brand on her back. I mean, if Dana doesn't want to include women in the UFC, and he seems reluctant to do so, okay, says there aren't enough talented women out there, says this, says that. Well, you know, Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, which air Friday nights on MTV2, put together my good friend, not Bjorn Rebney, the CEO. They've got a lot of good women fighting there. They got good women at like 125 pounds. I mean, scary-looking women. I don't mean scary-looking physically. I mean scary-looking from a fighter's point of view. I mean, good God, who would want to rumble with some of these chicks? They get you on the ground, it's all over. It's history. I mean, they can stand up, they can fight, but once they get you down, it's all over with. Like I told you, when I took that Gracie course in the 90s of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, being an accomplished boxer, having won 7 amateur titles, went to the Western Olympic trials in 1984, so I could fight a little bit. I could spell fight, F-I-G-H-T. You know, I went to this jiu-jitsu school, and it was fine while we were standing up, and I was fine when we were on the ground, fighting to an extent. And then this one guy tied me up in a knot. And like, he almost broke my arm. I said, damn. And he almost broke my leg. Damn. So after he almost broke my arm and my leg, I sort of said, you know, maybe this Brazilian jiu-jitsu stuff ain't for me. Maybe I should just get some pepper spray or a stun gun or something like that. Because these guys on the ground are just amazing. They are just amazing, and you got to hand it to them. So MMA is coming along, the hottest growing sport in the entire world, no question about that. And as I said, UFC being nominated as one of the sports of the year by sports by ESPN and a couple of other publications. I do want to mention the fact that this kid, he's a tough, tough kid. Michael Chiesa's father passed away about 2 weeks ago. And with Dana White, he's part of the Ultimate Fighter show. Of course, the Ultimate Fighter airs every other Friday night on FX Sports and FX Cable, I mean. And the kid's father died. And Dana White showing the class that he is. I mean, he sent the kid home for a couple of days, let him attend the funeral, and then brought him back in time for him to fight or for him to be part of the TV show. And, you know, a lot of people think that Dana's just a creep, that he's, you know, that he's like Don King. Don King, to an extent, is a creep. I mean, I've worked for him. I've seen Don do some nice things. And, of course, every Christmas he hands out turkeys and this and that. Well, what people don't realize is that a lot of Don King's charity is based on the fact that he's doing this for a tax break. Okay? Dana White, not so. Dana White does things sometimes out of the goodness of his heart. He really does. I mean, him, Frank Fertitta, Lorenzo Fertitta, the three primary owners of the UFC, of course, Dana owns 10%. The Dubai government owns 13%, and the Fertitta brothers own the remaining, 77%, something like that. Okay, they own the rest of it. But the bottom line is, you know, these people, they do have some heart, and they've taken a lot of heat for underpaying fighters, for doing this, for doing that. You know, come on. Please, give me a break. The guys are doing a good job. And they are. And they're not my greatest friends in the world, but they are friends, and I do know them. They're associates, and they've always showed class over the years. I mean, the Fertittas run the casinos in Las Vegas, the branch casinos, and they've been ridiculed for that. I mean, how can you be ridiculed for having money, for being rich? Don't be jealous. Don't be a hater. Just don't be a hater. Anyway, speaking of haters, Alistair Overeem, March 27th, he will go before a judge in Las Vegas. Of course, he's said he allegedly, how can I put this, hit a woman or pushed a woman in a nightclub on January 2nd in Las Vegas, but we'll see if that ever comes to fruition, because I don't think Alistair Overeem, I mean, come on, the guy's like 6'5", 250 pounds, 260 pounds. He doesn't need to be pushing around women. I could see women getting in his face. And, you know, women have gotten in my face. When I was working as a as a bouncer at a club one time here a couple of years ago in San Francisco. Some chick got in my face, and I just put my hand in her face and pushed her right on out the door. I didn't consider assault or nothing like that because she had dug her nails into my neck, okay? So, you know, women push this envelope a little bit too far, and then if you respond at all of a sudden, you're the bad guy. I just don't think so. I really don't. I think this whole thing about domestic violence, being a former policeman, I think has gotten way out of hand, especially when you look at the fact that the sheriff of San Francisco, the county, city and county of San Francisco, Ross McAreamy, was suspended this past week by Mayor Ed Lee for a altercation with his wife in which he grabbed his wife by the arm on New Year's Eve and left a bruise on her arm. Therefore, he's been suspended from his job. I'm serious. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this domestic violence thing has just gone a little bit too far. I mean, women start fights. Women can hit you, but women don't go to jail. I mean, case in point, the San Francisco fire chief, she's a lady. Her name is, last name is White, okay? She hit her husband over the head with a bottle of a glass in 2005. The cops came, they took a report, and they let her go. Now, had that been a male attacking a woman, had the police chief wife been involved, had she been not the chief but the wife of the chief, he'd have went to the slam. Okay? So this double standards involving domestic violence with me has just gotten way out of hand. It just really has. And I'm getting tired of it. I mean, I read in the paper all the time all these domestic violence issues, this and that, but, you know, they never take into account. I was a police officer, spent 8 years with the SFPD. I saw incidents where, you know, I was at a house one time where a woman had accused her husband of slugging him up, this and that, but yet he had all the marks on him, all these scratch marks on his neck and his throat. And during the altercation, or during my visit there, during my intervention, you know, she attacked him. So I took her to jail, which I think I should have, okay? And I remember getting ridiculed by my fellow cops and by one of my superiors. You know, what are you doing bringing a woman to jail for domestic violence? Because she committed domestic violence, that's why. It goes both sides. The coin flips both ways, heads and tails. Tired of women getting it pretty fast on this one, man. It's just not right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Next up, we bring in the birthday boy and the man that scored 100% on his written test this week in the DMV, which I chided him for on Facebook. I'm talking about King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight contender. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your mixed martial arts inside look. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcaster.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. Airtimestore.com.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Now, of course, some of you are wondering, what music is that? It's the Mod Squad, baby. The Mod Squad, of course, the TV series from the 70s, featuring Clarence Williams III and Julie Lipton. Can't think of the third guy's name. But they were a pretty good group. And, of course, they've done a lot of try to remake that, try to do a Moon movie, this and that. But you can't duplicate the original effort. Just can't do so. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA. Speaking of MMA Sunday, March 25th, it will be Brazil. Brazil, the Ultimate Fighter from Brazil, the Brazilian version, reality TV. That's right, it'll be featured on the web. You can check out UFC.com for the exact details, but it starts at 9 p.m. Pacific time. That's midnight Eastern time. The coaches are Wanderlei Silva and Vitor Belfort, two Brazilian legends in the world of mixed martial arts. Speaking of legends, he hopes to be a legend someday. He's a legend in my mind, a legend in his own spare time. I'm talking about the great Kyle Kingsbury. Happy birthday, sir. We were supposed to play Happy Birthday's tune to you, but we forgot. But happy birthday.
Much appreciated, Pedro.
All right, so how old are you now, 26?
30 on the button.
30 on the button, huh?
Yes,
so here's what's up. You shouldn't be bragging about posting 100% on the California driver's test, because you saw that video clip I sent you regarding people that drive in California. Didn't you?
Yeah.
There you go. Go, Kyle.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
All right. Happy birthday. Happy number 30. We did plug that in there. Yeah, so don't be bragging about passing your driver's test with 100%, okay? He goes, you've seen the people on California roads. It couldn't be too tough to pass that exam.
Listen, passing grade or 100% is a big difference. And I have to retake that test as a punk 16-year-old kid. So it was nice to get in there, study tough an hour before the test, went in there, smashed. I had to guess on a couple, but I guessed correctly. And 100% is something to be proud of. Really, I saw everybody, I was taking that test, had to retake it.
Okay. Kyle, I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to hang up there, and my producer's going to call you back because the line is not that good, okay?
No good, okay.
All right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, I mentioned the Brazilian Ultimate Fighter. One of the fights that's been taking place on the Ultimate Fighter on FX Cable has been a fantastic Justin Lawrence. I mean, man, he's like stealing the show now. A knockout winner at 3 minutes and 16 seconds of round number two against one of the tournament favorites, Cristiano Marcella. I think Marcella came in at 34 years old. That was the only question mark regarding him, was his age. But, man, I got to hand it to Justin Lawrence. Justin Lawrence looks like he is the real deal as far as the Ultimate Fighter is concerned. Of course, every other Friday on FX Cable. Are you surprised by any of the events thus far in The Ultimate Fighter? It's been a pretty good series. I'm enjoying it, especially the fact that since it's really live and it's not taped.
Well, I love the new format of The Ultimate Fighter. I think it's amazing. And just to backtrack a little bit, being on the show right after the first episode of the new Ultimate Fighter, and they had all the fights to get into the house, you asked me who my number one pick was. He was picked first by Dominic Cruz. Mm-hmm. First overall, Mr. Justin Lawrence. We just saw him do some work last night. He's a beast.
Yeah, Cristiano Marcelo, who was a pretty good fighter in himself, 3 minutes and 16 seconds in the second round, just knocked out. So is Justin Lawrence the odds-on favorite to win now?
I really think so. Like I said, it's going to be hard to it's hard to really get a grasp on somebody who's, you know, has an 8-second fight and the other guy Tickle, I think, had a 24-second knockout. So those guys are wild cards in my opinion. But we look at what Justin Lawrence was able to do in his first fight to get in the house. He was completely dominant. And then going against a very, very tough guy who, you know, Marcelo is the most experienced. He's 32 or 34 years old. Ton of experience in there. Really high-level jiu-jitsu. He had a game plan. He stuck to it. He was very patient, and he set up everything, and it paid off. He got the knockout. So, really, I mean, you know the guy. It's one thing to have talent. It's another thing to have the mental capacity to go ahead and follow game plans and keep your composure throughout a fight. And as a 21-year-old kid, he's got that. So Justin Lawrence is really, really a good-looking guy. He's going to take this thing, I think.
You know, fighting every 2 weeks, wow. I mean, I fought in tournaments where I fought 3 or 4 times in a week, and I was pretty busted up and sore even though I had won these tournaments. But I was pretty busted up and sore by the time the finals came around. But fighting every 2 weeks and having to train in between and nurse injuries in between, this is a lot to ask of an athlete.
It is a lot to ask. And, you know, the thing is, too, that really plays a factor is having to make weight. You know, for smaller guys, it's not that big of a deal. They only, you know, you can hover around 160. You know, there were some guys, we had 2 weight classes on The Ultimate Fighter Season 8, 155ers, and then our weight class, 205. Some of the guys that fought at 55 would just stay at 157, 158. You know, they only had a couple pounds to cut. But for other guys, you know, I mean, I cut 15 to 20 pounds for my fights and put all that back on. When I was on the show, I couldn't do that because you don't know when you're going to get called. You don't know how soon you'll fight again. So you really just, you know, you keep your weight lower than you normally would, and then you just you hope you're able to recover fast, you know, after these fights.
We're talking about The Ultimate Fighter, folks, with King Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, he is a UFC fighter. I call him King Kyle Triple K. But The Ultimate Fighter, of course, I think I believe it's in Series 15, the longest-running longest-running reality TV series in history. Are you surprised at its longevity?
I'm not surprised at the longevity when you think of how successful the first season was. And the first season was, you know, with exception to the talent they had, it was the worst season by far because they didn't know what kind of format they wanted to run with. They had never done it before, so they were doing stuff like almost like Survivor, you know, or you have to do these stupid challenges, and if it's a losing team, then you have to pick the weakest link for the losing team to go home. You know, so guys were getting sent home. They hadn't even lost a fight. They didn't really have the format down. So when you understand the success, and obviously a lot of that has to do with the season finale, the Bonner-Griffin fight. But when you understand the success of the first season and how well they did with something they were really just testing the water with, it's, you know, it doesn't surprise me that they've been able to keep coming back and really drawing, you know, still having that staying power as far as the numbers are concerned and drawing new fans to the sport.
Well, I think the switch to FX and the fact that they're going live, I think it just adds more to the fire. I mean, because, you know, when these fights are on tape, all due respect, I just really couldn't get into it because the fights were sort of, they were pre-recorded and some people knew the results. In fact, some people even tried to leak them out on the internet and things like that. So I just really didn't feel the anticipation of all. But now you're seeing these fights live and this is sort of bringing it to another level.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely gave the show a facelift by changing it over to FX and with the new format. It's nice that you still get to see all the stuff go down in the house. You know, obviously last week they talked about the guy's father passing away.
Michael Chilsea.
yeah, that's stuff, you know, that you want to see what these guys go through. And there is a certain level of drama involved with reality TV that might draw in somebody that, that's not too into just the fights, you know. Like, I know a lot of girls like watching that, so fighters' girlfriends will check out for that portion of the show. But the fact that we get to see these fights live, I think that's, you know, a huge benefit. And then also the fact that it's a 12-week season now. These guys got to live there for 12 weeks instead of when I was there. We only had to live there for 6 weeks because then they'd film it, chop it up out in L.A., and then they'd run their 12 weeks of episodes. Now, they got those guys got to stay in there for 3 months straight. So that's really going to be a factor, too.
Kyle, freeze that thought. I'm running up here on a hard break for the American Forces Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Hello out there to all the troops. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. Kyle Kingsbury's on the line. We're talking MMA, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Vitor, the most lethal hands. When you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of grace.
super fat. Especially the dudes taking their DMV test, envy my current guest. He scored 100. I'm talking about Kyle Kingsbury this week. Put it up on his Facebook page and got ripped by Pedro. Pedro was just tearing into him left and right over it. Posted a video of that video I got off of the Family Guy where the Asian lady driver was changing lanes without signaling and this and that. So we got a lot of laughs out of that. Kyle, to your at your expense, of course.
It's a good clip for sure.
You know, Harry Ung is a friend of mine. He used to manage the Kabuki Hot Springs here in San Francisco, where I used to go get massages out in Japantown. But he's worked for Borders. He's done some other things. But he was the only guy that got upset about that video clip. And, of course, he's Asian. But, you know, like Bobby Slayton said, I've seen comic Bobby Slayton. He's picked Asian guys out of the crowd. Said, hey, will you admit that Asian drivers aren't very good per capita? And the guy shakes his head, yeah. You know, so some stereotypes fit. I mean, they just do. I mean, I hate to say it, but Dave Chappelle says that black people like fried chicken. So that stereotype seems to apply. And Asian people, a lot of Asian people have problems driving. So I guess that stereotype applies. Okay. Mexican people, Latin people, we like our beans. So I guess that stereotype applies. So some stereotypes are in reality just that, reality. Now, this international edition of The Ultimate Fighter, which is airing Sundays at midnight Eastern time, in the United States on USC.TV. It's airing in Canada as well at USC.TV. Vitor Belfort's one of the guests. Wanderlei Silva's the other guest. Is this going to be like the highest drawing reality show in Brazilian history or what?
It's got to be something that's just going to be through the roof. You think of all the fans they have out there that love the sport. I'm sure they'll be chomping at the bit to watch this stuff.
Okay. UFC 146, before we get to UFC 145, of course, that's taking place April 21st in Atlanta, GA, with Rashad Evans challenging John Jones and getting licked like a stamp, I think. Of course, John Jones, the world light heavyweight champion. We'll talk about that in a minute with Kyle Kingsbury. But UFC 146, the entire card has been complete now for, it'll be in Las Vegas on May 26th. Of course, the main event, Alistair Overeem, who's got a court date this week in Las Vegas regarding a misdemeanor battery charge for him allegedly pushing a woman at a bar in a nightclub. I don't know. You know, women, you know, I said this earlier in the show, you know, this domestic violence thing, Kyle, and I believe in domestic violence. I haven't been a former police, but I've seen guys get lumped, guys lump girls up in this thing. But I've also seen it the other way. I've seen it where women have slapped guys, scratched guys, and, you know, hit guys with bottles, et cetera. So it's not a one-way street. When they think of domestic violence, don't always think of males, because females commit domestic violence as well.
True.
Okay. Back to May 26th. I thought he was going to expand on that, but being the politically correct guy that he is, he sort of held back on that one. UFC 146, May 26th in Las Vegas. Alistair Overeem taking on Junior Dos Santos for the heavyweight title. That is a bit of a toss-up, although I think both Kyle and I like Santos to an extent, don't we?
I think we do. It definitely is a toss-up, but I do think Santos, I mean, I've seen Alistair Overeem's chin get touched before, and if there's one guy that can put a knockout punch on somebody else, it's Junior Dos Santos.
Okay. Frank Mir and Cain Velasquez. Isn't Cain one of your gym mates down there?
That's right. He's a teammate here in San Jose at American Kickboxing Academy. I think he's going to go in there and just destroy Mir.
Now, you know, he shouldn't have even fought Junior Dos Santos. He had a separated shoulder or a bad knee, I think. He had a bad knee, and he was coming off shoulder surgery. And then Santos had a broken foot, so neither guy should have been in the ring. But, you know, they stepped up, and they fought injured. They fought hurt, which is unheard of in the sport of boxing.
You know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of pressure there fighting the first fight on Fox. You know, it's a big deal. They didn't want to change the headliners, and both guys were, you know, they took one for the team and went in there, and Dos Santos was the better man that night.
Okay. Frank Mir and Cain Velasquez, they are fighting for the number one contender slot in the heavyweight division. Of course, they will be the next challenger of the Dos Santos Overeem winner. Of course, that goes down May 26th on pay-per-view. Of course, the prelims will be on FX Cable there from 5 to 7 p.m. We're talking Pacific time. And then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, it'll be on pay-per-view, the main fights as far as UFC 146 is concerned. But let me go down the card here for you. Also on the card, Roy Big Country Nelson, whose trainer we had on the
in the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Jeff Mayweather. Roy Big Country Nelson will be on the card. He's taking on Antonio Bigfoot Silva. How big is Silva? I saw him in San Jose one time in a Strikeforce card, and he looks like he's about 7 foot tall.
You know, he's not so tall. He's about 6'4", so he's got about an inch on me. But his shoulders are just as wide as he is tall. I mean, it looks just incredible. He's got a giant reach. If you shake his hand, it's the kind of handshake that'll just swallow your whole hand in his mitt, you know? And his head is like Andre the Giant. His jaw just goes forever. So he's got a lot of bone there. He's got a thick, thick bone structure.
So that's why he looks so big, is that that oversized skull of his?
He's got an oversized skull for sure, no question, and giant broad shoulders.
Speaking of Andre the Giant, he was a good guy. I'll tell you an Andre the Giant story. I was out at the Cow Palace watching a professional wrestling card in January. I have to say it was January 1979, 1980 or something like that. And Andre the Giant came out once a year for promoter Roy Shire and fought at the Cow Palace did his thing at the Cow Palace. And he was in the main event. Of course, that was the 18-man Battle Royal, which was the first Battle Royal ever put forth in the country by promoter Roy Shire here in San Francisco. That wasn't the first year, but Roy Shire was the guy that came up with the idea. Anyway, I went next door. We were walking home. We used to walk down to Bayshore Boulevard and catch the Greyhound to go home to South San Francisco. And we stopped by the bar there, and we looked in the bar, and Andre the Giant was drinking pitchers of beer. Well, he knocked down about 26 pitchers of beer in about 45 minutes to an hour. That's like a pitcher an hour, a pitcher a minute. And then, of course, he took on the former United States Olympian, I believe, from 1976 or 72. I'm talking about Chris Taylor, who weighed almost 400 pounds. And they had a beer-drinking contest. And I think Chris Taylor passed out after 124 beers, and Andre went on to drink like 130 beers. Andre was a hell of a beer drinker.
Yeah, there's some crazy stories about him finishing off just bottles and bottles of wine, beer, hard alcohol, everything in sight, you know?
Yeah, but he was, you know what, for the Giant, for being so big as he was, you know, he was a gentle guy. I used to see him, he used to take pictures with the ladies and take pictures with guys and this and that. He was very, very fan-friendly, and I want to hand it to the late Andre the Giant. He was a very, very classy guy before he became, and he was in shape back then. I mean, in his latter years, he was in horrible physical condition. He could barely do matches and this and that. In fact, I had a promoter in Sacramento that ran the Arco Arena said that Andre took a dive because Andre was supposed to go, I think, 3 or 4 minutes with Steve Austin or something like that, and he took a dive and he went out in 26 seconds, and the guy was upset about that. But the bottom line is, you know, Andre wasn't Andre at the end, but he was still the eighth wonder of the world?
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely was. Okay, back to this UFC 146 card. Mark Hunt's going to take on Stefan Struve. Mark Hunt's a sort of a chunky Samoan. Is he a good fighter, or is he just got lucky in that last fight, or what? What's the story on him?
I think he's a good fighter. He was, you know, kind of one-dimensional back in his Pride days, but he's really stepped up his wrestling and his ground game. He's got a lot better submission defense. He's able to get back to his feet if he's on the ground and keep it where he wants to be standing. But he's, I think the Congo fight was a true test to see, you know, is this guy a well-rounded guy? Can he take on somebody who's a lot longer than him and arguably just as good a striker? And, man, he really stepped up and showed what he's made of.
Sure did.
I think he's going to be able to beat Struve, to be honest with you.
He's, of course, Mark Hunt stopped Chael Congo. And, of course, you know what was on the show a couple of weeks ago was, I can't remember his name right now, but he's a short heavyweight as well, and his name just slips my mind. I can go to the website and find it. But he said that Mark Hunt's actually a half inch smaller than him, so he's not the smallest heavyweight in the UFC. Let's go on to the FX fights. Of course, the undercard will be on FX, four fights in all, with a couple of fights on Facebook as well. Edison Barboza versus Evan Dunham. Anything stand out there?
I think they're both exciting fighters. I really couldn't tell you who, you know, pick one as far as who I think is going to win or anything like that, but I think that'll be an exciting fight for sure. They both bring it.
Okay. Dan Hardy versus Dwayne Ludwig. Anything stand out for you there?
Yeah, Hardy, I think, has four losses in a row. And, you know, as much as the promotion likes a guy and as big as a fan base he has, and I know he fought for the title before he went on that losing streak, it's hard to lose five in a row and still keep your job. So especially with the new weight classes and all these mouths to feed, I think it's, if there ever was a must-win situation for Dan Hardy, now is the time.
Okay. Diego Brandio taking on Darren Elkins, and, of course, Mike Brown versus Daniel Pineda. Anything stand out in those two fights?
Well, I can't lie. I've never heard of any of those guys.
Okay. Mayhem Miller versus Cibe Dolloway. What about that?
Well, I'm, you know, another biased opinion here. Cibe Dolloway, fellow Arizona State guy, one of my training partners out at Power MMA and Fitness in Arizona. I think stylistically it's a great fight for him. He's got well-rounded stand-up, and obviously he's a very high-level wrestler, All-American in college, Division I. And Mayhem, I mean, we see in his last fight, he really doesn't have for stand-up. I mean, he goes out there he looks pitiful standing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dana White even said it. He said that was a joke, how you'd be UFC level, come out there and put on that kind of performance standing. So I really think it's a great fight for CB in that he gets a big-name guy that everyone knows, and he matches up perfectly with him.
Okay. Jacob Volkman and Paul Sass.
Well, I always like watching Volkman come out. I love the Volkman for President shirts. I think he's going to scrape by and get a close victory, but it's going to be a good fight for sure.
Okay, this next fight you may know something about, King Kyle Kingsbury versus Glover Teixeira. What's Teixeira bring to the event? I know he's gone a 15-fight winning streak, but they haven't been in the UFC. What does he bring to the dance? Good Brazilian jiu-jitsu background?
Well, he's easily the most well-rounded guy I'm going to fight yet. You know, he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's got ADCC experience. He trained at the Pit in San Luis Obispo with Chuck Liddell and John Hackelman. A lot of knockout power in his hands. He's won most of his fights by KO, even though he's a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. It's just going to be a great fight. You know, I got to be strong in all areas, try to keep the fight standing. I'm sure he's going to try to take it to the ground, and it's just going to be a good one. It's going to be fun to watch.
Okay, Dana White's been trying to get Dan Henderson to drop to 185 for a fight with Anderson Silva. Of course, Anderson Silva probably going to take on Chael Sonnen later this year. If that hasn't been announced yet, it will very soon. It'll be in Brazil. But Dan Henderson said he wants to stick around and fight through the end winner of the Rashad Evans, John Jones fight. Is he in a no-win situation there, or can Hendo pull it off?
You know, really, he's got the pedigree to beat either one of them because of his skills as a wrestler and just his power, you know, the H-bomb, the power of that right hand that he drops. He's always in a fight. You can always, you know, that brings the puncher's chance to the table every time he steps in there. So, and he doesn't just throw it haphazardly. You know, obviously sometimes he hunts that right hand, but for the most part, he's done a much better job of setting it up and coming off of a war that he had with Shogun, where it was fight of the year, one of the greatest fights ever. I think he's ready to take on the champ.
You know, Kyle, I've been watching boxing and MMA since its beginning, and I've been watching boxing for some 40 years now. And I rarely turn my face away from the screen or the ring or the octagon or anything like that. But during that Shogun Rua, Dan Henderson fight, I found myself three or four times just turning my face away from the overhead screen and my face away from the cage. It was that brutal.
Yeah, both guys got gassed, but they were both pedal to the metal the entire fight. You know, that's, if you're 205 or higher and you carry that kind of pace, guys are going to get tired. And the thing I loved about it was neither one of those guys threw in the towel. Both of them kept going as hard as they could. Both of them tried to finish each other, and they took risky, you know, they did risky moves to try to finish the fight, and their opponents were able to capitalize, and it was back and forth. It was a beautiful fight.
The great Kyle Kingsbury, folks, scored 100 on his DMV test. Says he's bragging on HBO about it, bragging on Facebook about it, of course. He is my man. I thank you so much for your time. Happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, man. And you're the greatest. I'll talk to you real soon, Kyle.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me, Pedro.
All right. Kyle Kingsbury on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. You tune to the longest-running fight show in history, 27-plus years now, often imitated, but never duplicated.
Making someone happy. If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Yeah, the late Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. Biggie Smalls, killed by an off-duty L.A. policeman. That's my opinion. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and MMA. This is the MMA Hour, of course. Tower of Power bringing us up on the end of the show, telling it is so very hard to go. Don't forget, the special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to mention one thing before I go. Trayvon Martin, shot to death by George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watchdog guy. As a cop here in San Francisco, I ran across a lot of vigilante types, especially out there in the Western Addition in Hunters Point, and I just don't believe in vigilantism. I just don't. So all the best to that. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, RingTalk.com.